Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, it's an all-pundit show with Assemblyman Pat Hickey, Mindy Elliott, and Fred Locken on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit panel for the whole show today. Really excited about that. Assemblyman Pat Hickey is here of Washoe County, Mindy Elliott, partner with Capital Partners, and Fred Locken, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. So, Mindy Elliott, you started out as a supporter of Ted Cruz.
I did.
You are no longer. Why?
Well, in looking at Mr. Rubio and the way that he has really developed as a candidate and his views, the more and more I read about it, does it take anything away from Mr. Cruz? I think Mr. Cruz would make an incredible attorney general. I think he'd be amazing. Smart guy, probably the smartest guy up there. But I do think that Rubio has the ability to cross the aisle, work with people on the other side, and I think we're going to need that in the next 4 years. And so for me, I looked at someone that was aligned with my philosophical beliefs, more and more, I went with Rubio. And also, I'll be honest, I'm on the national board for the public television stations, and Mr. Rubio was more supportive of public television than Mr. Cruz.
Did you happen to read the article in the New York Times last weekend that said that basically Marco Rubio will be whatever anybody wants him to be?
Well, you could say that about any candidate, I guess, to some degree.
But Pat Hickey, jump in and defend that.
I mean, you can see candidates. Well, you know, you can see candidates, and I've been in this business a long time, and so have you, and all of us have seen people that they change their philosophical views, whether it be taxes from our governor to folks.
They evolve.
They evolve. That's a good word. They evolve. So I think Mr. Rubio has a fiscal conservative, but yet he does have some moderate views, and I appreciate him.
Pat, your thoughts on politicians being malleable?
Well, that's true. They do change. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. You do want to reflect, in the case of a legislator, the sentiments of people in your district, your own views on matters. So, yeah, Politics and politicians do change, sometimes to their own detriment.
What about the thought that when we elect somebody to be in office, that it is then their job to make the decisions rather than the electorate for that two-year, four-year period?
Well, you know, the good professor would tell us about the, you know, the long history of, you know, the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist and you know, a representative democracy. So you're represented, you're elected to represent the people to make certain decisions. If you're a smart politician, you want to continue to be elected, you better be listening and having regular give and take and dialogue with voters in your district. But in the end, you're entrusted to make decisions. That's certainly how I viewed my simple role as a citizen legislator. I was elected to represent, make decisions and judgments as a representative of my area.
I think Pat gave you a very long introduction.
Hi. Yes, under the circumstances, it's one of the many areas where our political process, I think, is broken. There was a time that we realized there was an election and the people would speak and there would be some group of support that would put someone in elective office, but that individual then realized that he or she was there to represent everyone in their district, to meet all of their needs. Just because certain people voted for them didn't mean that the other voices, the other opinions, were to somehow now be ignored. But now in this day and age, it's a real litmus test. If you're not in my voting block, you're out of my perusal. And that is one of the things I think that has really damaged our overall electoral process, is that our representative process is now very much broken down from what it was supposed to be. Within the context of Rubio, it's interesting. This is the new anointed one on the Republican party side from the National Committee, because this National Committee has a deer in the headlights look at the reality of Trump and Carson and how well they've been doing. They imagine what that might look like by next fall, and that's not what they want to imagine. So we are certainly trying to see the stars aligned on the Republican side, in my opinion, to get someone that actually could come out of the primary caucus season and stand a chance of winning in the fall. There are a lot of good reasons for Marco Rubio. It was so unlike the standard image of Republicans as a group of white, wealthy, angry men, and it would suggest that the Republican Party wants to be a 21st century party if it would go with someone like Rubio.
Do you object to that typification of the Republican Party,
I
that
do.
Description?
We have white angry women, too.
Well, there you go. I apologize.
In all sincerity, I just came back from Baltimore, and we had some very highly regarded lobbyists attending these meetings, and I don't even think it's over on the Democratic side either. They said that Vice President Biden is still sitting on the sidelines waiting to see if Hillary has any more hiccups.
Even after the 60 minutes into it?
She's still waiting. It was a shock to hear these guys mention that.
For those who hate Hillary, they're hoping that the FBI does something about the emails. This is the last hope for those who want to see the juggernaut Hillary train derail. So we'll see.
Well, you know, I keep saying this on this program. The thing to watch with Hillary is the ground game, and the ground game in the primary states is very, very strong and relentless. I wanted to ask you, Pat, you know, when I first came to this country back in 1974, there was an understanding that when a president got elected, that there was a period of time where the Congress would go along with what the president was elected on, especially if it was a big election, a big win. But that doesn't seem to be even possible anymore.
Yeah, there were honeymoon periods, I think they were called, for a while. Yeah, we're very polarized, and you know what that ends up causing is gridlock and inaction, and people get more frustrated as a result. But I don't know how soon or how exactly that's going to change. But that is a real problem. It's become somewhat of a problem even in the Nevada legislature, although, you know, we found a way to overcome our differences in the partisanship led by a Republican governor doing some somewhat interesting things.
Well, I think it's called working with the Democrats.
Wait a minute. Everybody forgets. When Obama first was elected, that first 2 years, he had a Democratic-controlled Senate, Democratic-controlled House, and, I mean, they pushed through the Affordable Care Act. Folks forget. They're complaining now that they didn't do anything about immigration. Well, that was the perfect opportunity for them to do something in those first 2 years when Obama was in office, if that was really going to be their focus. And it, frankly, it's amazing to me when I see what has transpired since then. And it's no different than in Nevada. I mean, Sandoval had some successes the very first, and he's continued to have some success. I mean, this last session was a little more difficult because of the dynamics, but
But he would still consider it a very successful session.
A very successful session, but I don't think people need to remember that first 2 years that Obama had in office, it was total honeymoon.
Right. Well, except for one thing, which is that absolute power leads to some forms of corruption. To get the Affordable Care Act passed, there was a lot of dickering that went on in the United States Senate with certain senators who knew that they were important for that 60 votes and held guns to Senator Reid's head and to the president's head to get that passed. And also, one other thing that I might throw in there, if nothing else was accomplished by Obama, whether you like it or not, passing Obamacare was huge.
Was huge and so long overdue. I mean, regardless of political stripe, we obviously have a massive health crisis in this country. Still do, even with the passage of Obamacare. We haven't resolved it yet. But it was at least a step, a recognition that the private sector had not addressed it and that government had to step in.
All right, let's take a break. More on this when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our all-pundit show with Assemblyman Pat Hickey, Mindy Elliott, and Fred Locken. So, I have a scary day today because I have a lunchtime meeting with my insurance agent to talk about my insurance coverage for next year. And I am terrified that I'm going to see a 20% increase, which is what I think I'm going to be heading for. At the same time, I still have a $12,000 deductible. Does this push us forward toward a system? And was maybe this even designed this way? Because I know Senator Reid said on this program that he expected single payer within 5 to 10 years, that these increases and these huge deductibles that are making insurance worthless for those of us that actually had it, where are we going?
Well, we're certainly not going towards solutions. We all are faced with this problem. I'm not a national expert on it.
Well, Senator Reid says the Republicans are throwing tantrums. They know there are fixes that can be done, but until they stop throwing tantrums, we can't do anything.
Well, you know, the point about Obamacare is that one side pushed their agenda entirely through, and it wasn't a real compromise, i.e., not one single Republican was part of that quote-unquote solution. So there's a lot of elements that I think we could reach compromise on that, that could help the system and the incredible expenses.
For example?
It's unsustainable. Well, allowing states to compete with one another and programs to be transferable and that kind of thing, I think, is one of the areas that's been talked about by Republicans especially.
Do you think the Democrats are against that?
Increased competition.
Against the transferability competition? Or competition?
Yeah.
You know, I can't figure out why that's such a blocking, why it's so blocked, that piece of legislation, why we can't get that through.
Would that be for an insurance company issue?
It might be.
Well, you know, frankly, the insurance companies have not liked this pathway. I think there's all kinds of undercutting, whether it's a political process because mm-hmm. one party was left out of the process or because just not as much money is being made in this industry as used to be.
I don't know. I'd have to say... You know, the insurance industry was terrified going in, but I think with the deductibles, they've figured out, and now they're looking at raising costs, co-payments for prescription drugs. They figured out very well how to make money on this thing, and now what they may have a bigger fear of is going forward where if you have Medicare for everyone.
Yeah, but, you know, frankly, I think in the first 2 years of Obamacare, they weren't seeing the return that they had had. They now have figured out, and now we're seeing these incredibly sizable increases threatened. Now, the idea of the choices that you have, allegedly by going with a different plan, you might be able to reduce those costs. Clearly, the government is saying talk to a broker, see what options you have. But remember, Obamacare did not prove to be the fix. 7 million, 8 million right now in Obamacare, it was Medicaid that came to the rescue and provided health care across the states, and we're now trying to figure out how to pay for that.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see because there is an explosion coming, and there are good things with Obamacare. You know, pre-existing conditions having gone away, that's a very good thing, keeping the kids on the insurance plan up till age 26. There are other things that are good, but I think for probably the majority of businesses and individuals that this is not working out so well at this point.
Right. And if capitalism fails to offer free market solutions, then there's more of the temptation and the tendency to want to go to government plans.
And now the state of Nevada has to pay for that Medicaid next session.
Right. The expansion.
The expansion.
Now we're going to pay a larger chunk
of that.
Do we have an idea of what that number is?
You're on the
well, it I think it systematically goes down where, you know, first there were 100% reimbursements from the federal government. I think we're fast approaching or there already to 90%. So we're going to have to pick up that 10% slack. A lot more Nevadans were covered. And so that has helped in some of the providers, which we at least, you know, do have in Nevada insurance companies that are participating in covering more people. Because otherwise we pay for it if people have no insurance and end up in insurance or emergency rooms.
Well, isn't this another one of those ugly truths that the rich don't care, the poor get covered, and it's the middle class that pays?
Yep.
You're probably right. Being in that middle, I notice my taxes are going up incrementally.
And Fred, that when people keep talking about we're going to tax the rich, I mean, the idea that's where the money is, I mean, there is some money there, but it's not nearly what there is in the middle.
No, but that's where the squeeze has occurred as well. I mean, you know, for the middle class to bear the burden would be insane. The upper 1% is wallowing in it. And it points to this flaw of a major industrialized nation that supposedly is a leader in the world, and we can't even provide a health care system like there are third world nations doing a better job than we are of health care.
Don't talk about Britain that way. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Do you want a marketing expert when selling your home? Then you want Marshall Realty, because they will market your home everywhere. Call today to have your home featured right here on TV, so you can get top dollar for your home.
These days, everything's smart. Phones, cars, even TVs. Now's the time to get the smartest TV, internet, and voice services for your home at $29.99 a month each. The Spectrum Triple Play. Call 844-885-2999. Why is the Spectrum Triple Play so smart? You get all your favorite HD channels free. And all your primetime shows are free on demand so you can watch instantly. Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. Get the fastest internet at 60 megabits per second with no data caps. That's 20 times faster than DSL. With a free internet modem and bandwidth to support all those smart devices in your home. Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. With Spectrum Voice, enjoy unlimited nationwide calling with no hidden taxes or fees like the phone companies charge you. All for a great price with no contracts. Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-885-2999.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue on with our pundits, Assemblyman Pat Hickey, Melody Elliott, and Fred Locken. So let's talk about Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan appeared on 60 Minutes last Sunday. And I was sitting with a bunch of Democrats, and I said to them after the piece ended, what do you think? And they were like, wow, we actually like him. Your thoughts on Paul Ryan and what he's going to turn out to be?
Well, I certainly liked him as a vice presidential candidate. He's young. He's fiscally sensible. He does his homework. And oh, by the way, he wants to depoliticize things a little bit. Hard to do as speaker, obviously. I think a bright person. And if he's respected by the other side, I hope he's supported by our side, because I don't think we could have done any better as a new speaker, Republicans, that is.
And he cut a deal with the Freedom Caucus where they had to support him, otherwise he wasn't going to take the job. And here on 60 Minutes, he's talking to the president on a regular basis about things we can accomplish together. How long do you think this honeymoon's going to last?
I tell you, I'm not sure. I mean, you hope that it's more than 30 days. You're already seeing pushback on the refugee issue between Mr. Ryan and Mr. Obama. You're already seeing that. I mean, they're pushing through legislation back in Washington, D.C. today that he's going to veto.
And right, and the president's already said he's going to veto, and so it's more political theater.
Right.
Maybe get to that in a minute here. Yeah. But, Fred, your thoughts on Paul Ryan. I mean, it's fascinating that one of the most powerful jobs in the political world, and nobody wanted it. Because it's such a nightmare right now.
Yeah, I think Ryan will rue the day that he stepped up. His ego got in the way of this decision.
Really?
I think so. Under the circumstances, he will now meet his elements of his own party that ate Boehner alive. And it sort of represents why nobody wants to be speaker anymore. He's already caved to the idea from the freedom side of the process. And the process means sticking riders on the budget bill. That's where we're going to see it. What are we going to market to? To December 12th, when we fall into a government shutdown. And Paul Ryan is leading the group that forced it, because they are now going to put the Planned Parenthood in there as a rider. They're going to put in, ban the refugees. They want to do a separate bill, but when that gets vetoed, they'll put that in the budget bill. And they had agreed, at the leadership level, to block riders for this exact reason. The president has drawn a line. He will veto. And are we going to have a one-week shutdown, two-week shutdown? And when the economy is tanking, the stock market is crashing, when we are falling back into recession because of the petty politics of Washington, I don't think the Ryan as speaker is going to be such a great idea.
Fred, you're scaring me. No, I mean, seriously, I mean, that is not what Ryan is presenting. And would that not be the final blow to the Republican Party in the upcoming elections if they shut down the government?
It didn't help us the last time around, and Ted Cruz was a leader in that effort. So, it could cause us to implode. I certainly hope not, especially with the prospects of not only maintaining majorities, but winning the White House. We may have the opportunity that Obama had in his first 2 years. I personally think the chances of a Republican, I worry about who that Republican might be, winning this time are better than many people think.
Mindy, do you fear Fred's scenario?
I don't think we're going to. I mean, maybe I'm Pollyanna. I don't think we're going to get to that. I really don't think that. I think Paul Ryan has. He understands the process. He knows what needs to be done. I think that he's going to avoid the pitfalls that some of the previous folks have had. Mr. Boehner, who I, you know, we've had a chance to speak with him.
And what did he say?
I mean, previously, when he was supporting Mr. Amodei, when he came in and he just talked about, you know, the process back there. And I think that Ryan has, he would not have taken over if he didn't have an understanding and the support of all the caucuses within that finite group of young men and women.
Well, I have to say, Fred, you are on the record now with stating what you've stated. We don't have too long to wait because there are things that have to be done before the end of December.
Correct.
And I sincerely hope you're wrong, but you're still my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Great show. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
When you buy a used car from Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, it's like buying on Black Friday every day. The Blockbuster savings are here. We've lined up and marked down every pre-owned vehicle on the lot. Save $1,000, $3,000, up to $5,000 off the retail price. Pre-owned Jeeps, trucks, 4x4s for off-road winter fun. And late model economy vehicles priced for every budget. Every day is Black Friday at Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, where used vehicles really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonDodge.com.
A lot of people say that personal injury claims are all about the money. Well, guess what? It is about the money. It's about the compensation needed by the clients to get their lives back together.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
This is Mowing the Lawn.
Better Five.
This is Doing the Laundry.
Better Five.
And this is Home Phone Service Better Five with Vonage, the home phone that also works on your mobile phone. Switch today for only $9.99 a month for a full year. Not only will you get unlimited calling across the U.S., Canada, and now Mexico, but with our free mobile app, you're always connected to your home phone, so you never miss important calls. Plus, you can easily block the calls you don't want forever with a simple swipe of a finger. Call or go online today and get a 60% discount for a full year for just $9.99 a month. Plus, you'll get everything you need to get started free. Don't settle for less than BetterFied. BetterFi your home phone with Vonage.
Visit Vonage.com or call 1-888-275-8806.
Imaginative, creative, functional, luxurious but affordable. It's all at Consign Furniture. Come check it out. You'll love our store, and you'll love our prices even more.
On our next broadcast, Zeb Hogan of Monster Fish. We'll see you then.